came up with this idea of having, like, not a showcase, but like a little exhibit.
Well, this is what happened.
Good. Tell me what happened.
Okay. When I was here, and it was when Sister Adele Myers passed, and we put one of her works outside in the front hall for the wake.
Is that the work we currently see there?
Right. I think it's, I don't remember the name of it.
One of her cement frescoes.
Right. So that then it stayed, and we did that. Then in the house, on the walls in the hallway outside the dining room, there are pictures that were the graduate work of Sister Loretta Butler. At the end of the hall, there's the graduate work of Sister Adele Myers. They had the privilege of going to study in Florence on a scholarship from Cardinal Spellman. That tells you how old they are. So all of those things. And then around the house, we had many works of Sister Pauline and Sister Emily. We had her graduate work also right outside the dining room. So we had these two lovely display cases, and having the opportunity to have two or three works of Sister Elizabeth Slanker's, because we were doing some renovation in the building and her work was taken down. So that gave me the idea to put them in those cases. And so Elizabeth was first, Sister Elizabeth Slanker, and Sister Kathleen Kane. So that was the first. And it was like the unacknowledged artists in the congregation. Then the next exhibit was the biggest hit of all time. Sister Amory Stultz.
Aww.
She took art classes when she retired. And she made friends with all the ladies in her art class, and they would go out to lunch afterwards. But she had perfectly beautiful pictures that she had done during her class, and everybody was delighted. We've had opportunities for some of our photographers and some of our sculptors, and they're always sisters who haven't been acknowledged as going to Florence to study. And someday I'll have the courage to put my work in the cases.
Yay.
But I won't put my name on them because I don't want anyone to know. So
that's
the cases
cool.
In the front hall. What I was thinking of next, since we've used up a lot of the artists, I do have Amory Santon from St. Louis, and I'd like to do her work. But what I was thinking next is a theme to have floral as a theme. That was one of my themes. Water as another theme. And each one of the sisters that we've already used could present one of her works, and we would just have a conglomeration of many works.
Many more unacknowledged artists than you even realize. You're beginning to dig. Now, some people might say, well, their stuff is, it's all right. But a lot of people have, untapped creative.
And Eichenbauer has made a recent exhibit. Around the house, I've made the effort to put artists' works. So in the hallway right outside from my office is a work of Adele Myers, a work of Elizabeth Hassel, two works of Elizabeth Hassel, and a work of Pauline Blandina. And if you go into other rooms, you'll see other people's works.
Lillian.
And I do have her a hanging, a weaving that I really would like to put somewhere. Okay, Fra Angelico was famous for doing frescoes, actually, in the St. Mark's, I think that's the name of it, and it was a monastery or a convent, the Dominicans called them convents, I think, in Florence. And he did frescoes in the rooms of the novices, in the refectory, in the front hall when you climb the stairs. And so because of his fame, everyone knows the Annunciation picture. Everyone knows, I think, the one of St. Dominic at the foot of the cross. Those are the two that are most common. So Fra Angelico got to be a patron of arts. I think he came from Fiesole, which was outside of Florence.
It sounds like maybe it was Fra Angelico using art to preach.
Yes, because what he did in the novices' room, he put sorrowful pictures. And I guess the older priest, he put happy pictures.
Oh, okay.
So, but
so
the images of Mary, images of Mary are really quite nice.
And every art reveals something of the beauty of our creator and creation. So it preaches.
It does preach. But it may not be beauty.
No.
It may cause you to question.
Mm.
And wonder. Mm. And try to see in the work something that you ignored.
Interesting.
And you know, another thing. now that I'm on
now
it.
Now that you're on it.
Over in the corner there is a little Asian nun.
Oh.
And it's a sculpture that Sister Jeanne d'Arc, oh. And Jeanne d'Arc, we knew her as Fanbu. We have a few of her works.
Wow.
So she sits here and minds me as much as possible.
Thank you for unearthing these and putting them in this beautiful way to kind of raise it up. You're all the better.
And if you look just around the corner of your eye, you'll see a work the other corner. You'll see Silvo Patti's work. Yay!
Oh.
That's Silvo Patti making a work from one of Adele's works as a gift to Adele. And then over here, and that's an exhibit that we're going to do, is Margaret Murphy's.
Oh.
So we do have many that we haven't. Margaret Murphy I'd like to do soon.
Mm-hmm. And she brought her, like, love of intensity and geometry into her
right.
work.
Right. She was deliberate in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And her works define that careful deliberation.
Wow. Well, thank you, Margot, for speaking with us. And
anytime.
Sort of bringing it all together. It's awesome.
Thank you.